Hello and welcome to Anna Wittuen's English podcast. My name is Anna and I'm an English teacher based in Madrid, and I host a podcast and create English content focused on Spanish speakers who want an advanced level of English. You can come and find me on Instagram at Anna2EndsEnglish, where you can access all of my free English stuff. Anyway, let's crack on with today's episode. But before we go anywhere, let's have some nice samba music, please. Right, so today I want to look at something that has been cropping up a lot in my classes, in my teaching recently. Crop up, oh, that's a nice phrasal verb. I haven't used that a lot recently. Crop up means appear, essentially. Crop up, appear. It's been appearing a lot in my classes. I like teaching it to students, and it's also a common mistake, so that's why I want to look at it today. And that is the structure to be supposed to in various different forms. I'm going to repeat that, to be supposed to. Se supone que algo, en español. Warning. That was a terrible one, sorry. That was really weak and pathetic, sorry. But warning, you get the idea. Warning, this is not to be confused with the verb suponer, I suppose. This is different. I suppose, supongo, and to be supposed to. This is also a common confusion point. I'm going to come back to suppose if we have time at the end, but here we're talking about to be supposed to. To be supposed, spelled S-U-P-P-O-S-E-D, and then to is a preposition. To be supposed to. Now, so there's a spelling, there's a clear spelling difference there, but obviously when we're saying it, it sounds a little similar. Now, what I want to do is put this in context for you, how we use supposed to, because we actually use it a lot when we speak, and I notice this, and I also notice that not that many students use this structure, and the few that do, it makes them sound really natural and really nice. So I want to spend a bit of time focusing on that today and give you some different areas where we use it. But essentially, to be supposed to is part of our modal verb group. It's a modal verb phrase that we can put in the same category as things like must and have. Okay, it's about obligation. It's about expectation. It's also about being required to do things. So essentially, it's when something is expected or required, when we are expected or required to do something, or also when something is required or expected to be a certain way, and as well, also when something doesn't go as expected or required. So there's many different ways that you use it, and you might be thinking, okay, well, what's the difference between have to and must if it's an obligation? Yes, it is an obligation. But if we look at the two sentences, for example, I have to mark homework. I have to. It's an obligation. I have no choice over that action. Like, I have to do that. Like, it's an obligation as part of my job. I have to do it. I have to mark homework every week, and I have to give it back to the students by Tuesday before the class. I have to. There's no debate about that. Now, you could say then, if I said I'm supposed to mark homework by Tuesday, I'm saying it's required of me, but sometimes it may not happen. See, there's like that little kind of doubt in there. Like, I'm supposed to mark my homework by 4 p.m. every Tuesday, but sometimes I can't do it. So that's the difference. But we use supposed to a lot when we talk about things that we are required to do, even though we do normally do them, if that makes sense. Anyway, I'm going to start with my job role and give you some examples where we're talking about things that we're required to do, things that we're expected to do. For example, here's one for my personal life. I'm supposed to wake up. Well, this is kind of a thing for myself. I'm supposed to wake up every day at 7 o'clock. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. This is my lifelong challenge about trying to establish a time for waking up every day of the week, not just on the week, but on the weekend as well. I'm supposed to wake up at 7 o'clock, but it doesn't always happen. It just doesn't. So I have a varying wake up time, 7 o'clock, sometimes 8 o'clock, sometimes 9 o'clock, which is not healthy. I know. So that's one for my personal life. In terms of my professional life, well, I'm supposed to mark homework. Okay, well, I have to mark home, but I'm supposed to mark homework. I'm supposed to be really dynamic in all my classes. Sometimes I'm a little bit more tired than others, but I'm supposed to be super dynamic in my classes. I'm supposed to deliver a good class. I'm supposed to make sure that all the students are happy. I'm supposed to do a lot of admin, for example, around attendance. I'm supposed to do evaluations at the end of the course. So these are all requirements, expectations. Okay, I'm supposed to be at work. I'm supposed to be there to be on time for the class. I've only ever been late once in the 3 years that I've been teaching. I've only ever been late once and only by 5 minutes. And that was because I was stuck in a traffic jam, which was awful. I hate being late for work. It's like, I hate it. I'm one of these people, I was talking to another teacher about this the other day. I like to have a good 20 minutes before the class just to like decompress. I like to arrive at work. I like to get all my books out. I like to open my laptop. I like to know what is the first exercise I'm going to do. Because once you have the first exercise in your head, it's very easy then to flow onto the next exercise. But if you don't have that first exercise, sometimes it can feel a little bit like, it's like doesn't flow properly. So that's very important for me anyway. In my old job, I was supposed to do a lot of things. I was supposed to update project reports. I was supposed to give updates to all the people in the organization. I was supposed to network with lots of different people. So we can talk about requirements from the past as well. What are you supposed to do in your job? Think of some things you're supposed to do. Requirements, obligations. What are you supposed to do? Maybe you're supposed to arrive at 9 o'clock, but you don't always arrive at 9 o'clock in the morning. I know, for example, somebody I know is supposed to arrive at work at 8 because they're working a short schedule, a little bit like a summer schedule, because many offices, their cafeterias are closed. So they tell people to come to the office early and go home for lunch. But this person doesn't go. They don't go in the office early. They just go in at the office at the normal time and they come home for lunch. Well, you know, but they're supposed to go in. They're supposed to go in early and then finish at lunchtime. But it's not quite working out that way. We have to wear a mask. We're supposed to wear a mask. I always wear a mask when I'm outside. It's really uncomfortable. I think everyone can agree that sometimes it's really uncomfortable, especially when you're going up the stairs. I find that that is very uncomfortable. And you're doing exercise of any kind of form where your heart rate is raised over, I don't know, something slightly over normal. Very uncomfortable, not nice, but I do wear it. We're supposed to wear the mask wherever that we go. Now, we can also use to be supposed to. Now, remember, it's to be supposed to. Talk about things that are likely to happen or things that are reputable. For example, let me do one that's very common about the weather. Imagine you're in the morning and you're like, you're thinking about the weather and you're like, well, it's supposed to rain today, so I think I'm going to take an umbrella. Something that's likely to happen. You can also talk about things that are reputable, which is quite a nice one, quite a nice use of this, which is like, for example, this company is supposed to be the best company in marketing in Spain. She's supposed to be the best lawyer. So she's supposed to be the best, I don't know, corporate lawyer. So definitely hire her. Something that somebody is reputed to do. Okay. This company is supposed to be the best provider of bread. I don't know, whatever. He's supposed to be the best doctor in Madrid. Okay, something that they are reputed to do. It's supposed to rain today, and you can use it in the past tense. It was supposed to rain yesterday, but actually it ended up being really sunny, which brings me on to my next one, when we can use it, for example, in the past tense. Now, we use it a lot in the past tense. And in the past tense, what we're doing here is we're talking about things that happened in the past that were supposed to happen, but for some reason they didn't. Okay, so for example, let me talk about my yesterday. Yesterday I was supposed to finish doing one of my many administration tasks, and in the end I left it until today because I didn't do it yesterday. So notice here as well how we use a lot of these phrases like in the end or ended up, because we're talking about something that finally happened, a conclusion, or we're in a situation that we didn't expect, which is kind of what we're saying. It was supposed to rain yesterday, but actually it ended up being really sunny. which was great. That wasn't the case yesterday. Yesterday it just rained, and that's what the weather forecast said. It rained and it did. What else was I supposed to do yesterday? Yesterday I was supposed to record this episode, actually. I was supposed to record this episode yesterday, but I didn't. I prefer to record in the morning. So when it's late at night, I feel like the vibe is different. So I prefer to record in the morning when I'm fresh. Not fresh as the lettuce, though. You say that in Spanish, but we don't say that in English. We just say to be fresh. So I was supposed to record this episode yesterday, but I didn't. I was supposed to go away on holiday. I was supposed to go to England this year in summer, but obviously I ended up staying in Spain because of the situation. I was supposed to do many things actually this week that I never got round to doing them. To get round to doing something is to manage to do something. Like I just didn't get round to it. I've got so many things on my list. Honestly, I've got my to-do list right next to me here, and I was supposed to do many things yesterday, but I didn't. Actually, a lot of them are related to gifts, presents. I'm sending a little hamper back to England with some gifts. But yeah, just a nightmare. I was supposed to do loads of things yesterday, but I did have a productive day, but I was supposed to do more things. It seems like there's never enough time in the day. That's an expression you hear a lot of English people say. They're like, there's never enough time in the day. It's like, well, no, there is, actually. It's just that a lot of the time we spend not being very productive. That's my case anyway. Or we're focused on the wrong things. That's my thought. But there are some times when we have a tremendous amount of things to do. So I was supposed to do many things yesterday. What were you supposed to do yesterday, last week, last year, but you didn't do it? It could be really range from things that are not very important. Oh, I was supposed to go to the dentist, but I forgot. I was supposed to go to the doctors, but I forgot. So it could range from kind of small things, small chores, life admin, as I would call it in English, down to things that are more serious. For example, I was supposed to email my student yesterday and I completely forgot. I was supposed to email my student yesterday. I totally forgot. I was supposed to call the client. I completely forgot. I was supposed to send that email. Oh, I was supposed to finish that report, but I didn't have time. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. So when we use it in the past, and we use that quite a lot, that's one of the structures I noticed we really do use quite a lot. So we're talking about things in the past, things that were supposed to happen for a reason, but they didn't happen. Now, to come back to what I was talking about at the beginning with the verb suppose, suponer, we're talking about something we assume to be true. So let's imagine, for example, I mean, a common thing you would say is like a short answer. For example, I suppose so, I suppose not. You know, we're assuming something to be true. For example, maybe you're thinking about something you think has happened and you assume that it has happened. For example, what happened to my brother yesterday? Well, I suppose he went out. I guess he went out. It's like a guess. We're assuming it to be true. I suppose he went out. I suppose he went out, but I don't know for sure. I suppose he probably left early from the office. You know, maybe somebody comes up to your desk and they're like, oh, where's the boss? And you're like, oh, I don't know. I suppose he left early. I'm assuming that he left early, or I guess that he left early. So to be supposed to and suppose are, sorry, I'm not going to spend too much time on suppose because I'm running out of time. The main thing I wanted to concentrate on was to be supposed to, but they are different, okay, which is a common confusion. Now, the common mistake, just to finish up with that, that Spanish people say is they'll say, it's supposed that I have to go to the office, for example. So when you're giving a sentence with to be supposed to, I'm saying, I'm supposed to get to work at 9 a.m. They'll say, it's supposed that, because they're thinking, se supone que. Okay, and it's not the same structure. You can't translate it literally like that into English. So se supone que is in its different forms to be supposed to. Okay, depending on who the subject is, etc., it's to be supposed to. For example, I'm supposed to go to work at 9 a.m. I'm supposed to wake up at 7 a.m. I'm supposed to call my clients every Tuesday. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So that's the common mistake, and that's why I wanted to focus on that a little bit today. So I suggest or recommend that you think about a couple of sentences that you can use with supposed to. Start thinking about easy things, for example, things that you're supposed to do in your job, things that you're supposed to do in your personal life. Make a little list, I don't know, 3 or 4 things. Write down some things that you were supposed to do yesterday, or talk about them, say them out loud right now. talk about some things you're supposed to do yesterday and start trying to include this in your vocabulary when you're describing things in the past, things that you were supposed to do, things you didn't end up doing. Try to include supposed to a little bit more. It sounds great. It sounds really natural, and native speakers and other English speakers use it a lot. So I hope you've enjoyed that episode. I hope it's been informative. I hope it's helped you to understand a little bit more about to be supposed to and also the difference between suppose. If you liked the episode, you found it useful, please subscribe to the podcast. I would love that. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iVoox, and Google Podcasts. I've got a range of different episodes covering lots of different topics as well for people who want to improve their listening skills, but also learn new things and learn new structures, etc., and how to use them in practice. Don't forget that you can also check me out on Instagram at Anna2NsEnglish. I post a lot of new things on there, a lot of different content, quick wins, different vocabulary, etc. So make sure that you check out my profile. And I'll be back very soon for another episode of Anna With Two Ns. See you soon. Bye.